You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Melissa Morrell, M.A., who specializes in the use of art therapy, EMDR, and other creative methods. She is one of a very few credentialed art therapists within the state of Utah. Her experience includes community mental health clinics, medical hospitals, residential, and private practice settings. In 2016, Morrell opened a new clinic called the Therapy Studio. The Therapy Studio is a home for creative and alternative therapies in Salt Lake City, Utah. Licensed and credentialed professionals offer both therapies and classes to help ordinary people thrive in their unique circumstances. Melissa, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet, and good to have you. So for starters, what is the Therapy Studio, and what is your goal with this new studio?
The Therapy Studio, we opened in October of 2016, so it's still fairly new, but it's a very exciting venture for us. It's the culmination of about 20 years of dreaming for me. One of the things I noticed when I moved to Salt Lake City about 6 years ago was that I already knew there were very few credentialed art therapists in Utah. What I didn't realize was that those of us who are here are largely working in hospitals, inpatient residentials, and other sort of cloistered locations with clients who are very high need, but then don't have access to the services once they get discharged. And a lot of the clients really love the services and wanted to still be able to access them, or wanted their, you know, their sister or their neighbor who was going through something not quite as intense and weren't, of course, going to be hospitalized, but thought that they could also benefit from an art therapy or a music therapy experience. And so we created the Therapy Studio to make kind of a community accessible, open place for people to come and get that the services that we offer without having to be hospitalized or admitted inpatient.
So tell us, if you would, what was the actual impetus to start the studio?
Well, I really was so impressed by the quality of creative therapists that we had in Salt Lake City. It's hard to be a creative therapist because the training is just as intense as it is to become what we would call a regular therapist. In many cases, it's a master's degree with, you know, thousands of hours of supervised work and exams and all really similar things to becoming another therapist. But there are just not very many of us here. And there's a high interest in what we do. So sometimes people who don't have the training or, you know, maybe don't have the credentialing, but they're interested in music, will go ahead and call themselves a music therapist, or they're interested in art and they'll call themselves an art therapist. And I wanted to create a place where the community and people in our city could grab onto these services and have them delivered by people who really know what they're doing. And I was surrounded by really, really talented creative therapists. And I thought, you know, we just need a place for these people to be able to do their work and to reach out to those who need it and be able to offer those services, because there's a heck of a lot of interest in the kinds of services that we're providing.
Now, if you would, Melissa, get into what is art therapy and how does it differ from traditional therapy?
That's a really good question. I find, especially lately, it's easier to first talk about what art therapy isn't. Because if you walk into a big box store, or maybe you stumble onto Amazon.com, you might find all kinds of what are called adult coloring books or, you know, different activities that are being branded as art therapy. But art therapy is actually a Bureau of Labor identified profession that is a health profession designed to use art making and creativity to help people reach more wellness. So those people might be seeking physical wellness in hospitals or with chronic illnesses and different things like that, or mental and emotional wellness. And so an art therapist is trained to utilize art making, art tools, and creativity to help people express and explore their deepest thoughts and feelings and help them to achieve their life goals, again, whatever those goals are. Maybe you're trying to reduce depression, Maybe you're trying to work through anxiety. Maybe you've had a loss. Maybe you have a child with autism, or you are an adult with autism. The art therapy and the tools are used to help you achieve goals related to those things.
Today we are speaking with Melissa Morrell, M.A., the founder and owner of The Therapy Studio, a home for creative and alternative therapies in Salt Lake City, Utah, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Melissa, how long have you been personally practicing art therapy?
I started my graduate program in 2003, so not quite 15 years, coming up on 15 years now. And in addition to being an art therapist, I'm also a licensed marriage and family therapist. I've been working with families and adults and kids for a really long time.
And out of curiosity, I'm sure the listeners are curious too, what actually led you to this path and profession?
It was actually a personal experience that I had with art making that led me to become an art therapist. So I had been in college and floundering a little bit, trying to figure out what I should do. My first major was actually math education, which is sort of surprising for a lot of people to hear as somebody who's an art therapist. But I had done a couple of exciting things. I had studied abroad. And I had worked in a lot of different places and with a lot of different people. And I found myself in Boston doing an internship with a family literacy project. And what I now realize in hindsight, and as I mentioned, I've been a therapist for coming up on 15 years, that in hindsight, I realized that I was in Boston all by myself, very far away from family and friends, and I had gotten myself depressed and didn't realize it. And one day I was riding the bus home from work, and I passed a little community pottery studio that was advertising classes and 24/7 access to their ceramic studio for a really reasonable price. And so I signed up for 6 months of lessons and had never done anything like that before. And it was really exciting. And I spent hours and hours and hours there in this little community and learning how to throw pottery on the wheel. And I don't know if you've ever done that, Eric, but it is a skill that most people have to really work hard to learn. It's a tricky thing to do. And it's difficult, and there's a lot of attempts and failures. And what I realized over time was that through the process of throwing pottery on the wheel, all that centering and all of that trial and error and things not working out and having to let go, what happened was that my depression actually alleviated. I started to feel better. I had more energy. I had more focus. I had more motivation. And through the process of doing that, I myself experienced an alleviation of a mental illness that I didn't even realize that I had. And so I thought to myself, you know, there might be something to all of this, and I should probably look into it. So that's when I started researching and realizing that there were graduate programs art therapy, and that I could get that training and maximize the chances to be able to help people work through their issues instead of just accidentally stumbling onto it in an art class the way I had, but that people could come to me specifically for that kind of relief. And that was sort of the beginning of my journey. That was probably, gosh, coming up on 20 years ago now.
Certainly has been quite a journey for you, and it all seems to have come together for you, and we're certainly appreciative of your taking the time to be with us here today to share art therapy and the technique and how you are implementing that within your practice. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one final tip for the listeners today?
I often tell people as we're sitting in the therapy studio, I'm sitting in it right now as we speak, you're sitting in 20 years of dreaming, and this kind of experience, this way of working with people, and this sort of inviting, warm place for people to come and work out issues they're having is something that I've been just fantasizing about for many, many years. A few weeks ago, I was going back in some of my old journals and I actually found some blueprint sketches for what I thought might ultimately become the therapy studio. And so it's really important to me that we communicate not just about what we're doing here, and I do think what we're doing here is important. I think there's so many people out there who've either tried traditional therapy and felt that it didn't work, or who felt like going to a doctor or going to a traditional therapist just wasn't a good fit for them. All kinds of people out there with untapped creativity who could be using it to work towards wellness and to tackle their issues. So I do think what we're doing here is important. But I also think it's important to realize when you are really passionate about something and you have a dream and you can kind of hold on to it and slowly take steps in that direction, there is some chance that at some point it gets to come true. Now, people love to congratulate me about opening the studio. It's a pretty exciting time for me. Now, of course, the challenge is to make it work. And I know our audience is largely entrepreneurs, so they'll probably understand that. But I think that part of the takeaway for me of this whole experience has been to set myself in a direction and then just slowly move in that direction and see what happens and see what the universe wants to open up for you. So it's been a real thrill and a pleasure, and the people who are coming here and getting these services are certainly appreciative.
Well, certainly a lot we can learn from that final tip there and your final word. We really appreciate that. Where can listeners get more information accordingly on the Therapy Studio?
We decided to not do a .com website, so our website is www.thetherapy.studio. We found out you could do a .studio website. So thetherapy.studio. We're physically located in Salt Lake City, but in coming months, you'll be able to get ebooks and other things available through the website. My personal professional website is linked from thetherapy.studio. My name is a little hard to spell, so that's probably the easiest way to get there. And I'd love to communicate with anybody who's curious about what we're doing or has questions. I think it's really important to be open and helpful to other people.
Once again, Melissa, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Melissa Morrell, MA, the founder and owner of the Therapy Studio, a home for creative and alternative therapies in Salt Lake City, Utah. And for more information, simply visit thetherapy.studio. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.